DW Africa Link.
Ghana is once again in the spotlight, not just for its vibrant music scene, political stability, or the unforgettable year of return, but for a unique and ambitious project, the Black Stars Experience. This high-impact cultural heritage project is set to redefine how the world experiences Africa, from honoring Ghana's iconic national football team to creating a multi-sensory tourist journey rooted in pride, legacy, and African excellence. This project is more than just tourism. It's a unique storytelling experience, an exploration of identity, and a national branding with a global vision. Stay tuned to unravel this unique experience. My name is Josephine Mahachi. Welcome to Africa Link, the podcast that connects you to the stories that matter from Africa.
Africa Link, every weekday here on DW.
Ghana is aiming high, seeking to position itself as the center of African tourism with the launch of the ambitious Black Star Experience. This project, set to replace the previous Year of Return, is projected to be the government's flagship program for the tourism, culture, and creative arts industry. With its long-celebrated hospitality, history, and dynamic cultural expressions, Ghana is ready to take the lead. The Black Stars Experience is not just a project, it's a vision that could transform Ghana's tourism landscape and set a new standard for Africa's future as a destination that celebrates its own icons. Now joining me for this amazing conversation is Rex Owusu-Mafo, the coordinator of the Black Star Experience, and DW's Isaac Kelechi in Accra, Ghana. So for the benefit of our listeners, some people who are not from Ghana who might not know what exactly Black Stars is, I'll start with you, Rex Oma, to just tell us about the whole experience and what it is all about. Why is the need for it?
Okay, thank you very much. The Black Star Experience, in a nutshell, is a country branding exercise through tourism, arts, and culture. It's a flagship initiative by the President of the Republic of Ghana, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, to rebrand Ghana through tourism, arts, and culture. So in a nutshell, that's the Black Star Experience. And we have our seven pillars that has to do with our storytelling through our movies, then our music, our fashion, our cuisine, our aesthetics, tourism, and then our culture. So these are the seven pillars in which we're going to use. We want Ghana to be the cultural destination, number one cultural destination in Africa. So that is an ambitious, very ambitious project which the president is very passionate about.
That sounds very exciting, Rex, obviously, for every country. But I'm just wondering, of course, like I know Rwanda has this Visit Rwanda, which obviously it's so straightforward. You know that they are trying to promote Rwanda as a destination, business, tourism and all. But then the name Black Stars as a name, why?
Black Star is something that started in 1919. By the civil rights activist Marcus Garvey. So he set up the Black Star. The word Black Star was coined from him. And our first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, was a friend of Marcus Garvey and Du Bois and all these people. So when he became the president of Ghana, he took the word Black Star and then even set up the Black Star line so that all the African diaspora who wants to come back to Africa could use it as a way of returning back to the motherland. So in so doing, if you look at the design of our flag, you see red, gold, green. The red stands for the blood of our ancestors that fought for this land. The yellow stands for the gold, because we used to be called the Gold Coast. So the yellow stands for the gold on the land, and the green stands for our vegetation. We have a vast arable land. And within the center of the flag, you see a black star. So that Black Star stands for every Ghanaian and every African diaspora. That is what the Black Star stands for. So the Black Star experience, meaning that we are inviting the whole world to come and experience us through our arts, culture, tourism, and our way of life. So that is the meaning of the Black Star. We are inviting the whole world to come and experience us. So we say, under the Black Star, we say, see Ghana, feel Ghana, and enjoy Ghana. So it is our campaign message. That is how we see ourselves, and that is how we want the world to see us.
So it's see Ghana, feel Ghana, and?
Enjoy Ghana.
Enjoy Ghana. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Awesome. Yeah. So at least if there's a tagline like that, it's so clear.
Yes.
But also, Isaac Kelechi, you are a reporter on the ground. I know you've been talking to people to find out what they think of the project. What has been the response from the public so far towards this particular initiative?
I think it has been generally accepted. And the current government obviously campaigned about with this before winning the election. So it's obviously something that people expect the government to fulfill. And I think that's what they've done with the launch. But basically, people love it because, again, a lot of people are yearning for Ghana to leverage on its identity, its culture, its music, its paint, and all that it has. To really get to the top of the world and be on top of the continent and be that the gate to Africa that you always try to talk about, the gateway to Africa. So people really accept it. I think what is now important is to see how the government and Mr. Rector Mai and his team can roll out and implement it and let people really feel it. Because again, a lot of young people are yearning to put their talent to good use in all these areas, tourism, culture, the arts, creative arts. And so obviously they want that opportunity to be there to be able to play in it. So implementing it is now going to be what people will be looking out for to see how they can all benefit from it. And I, of course, for ordinary people, they will love to have more people come around, will love to see, have a lot of content, a lot of things to also be able to experience Ghana, because it's not just about foreigners, but even Ghanaians themselves who love to travel across the country, experience various cultures, experience various areas, and get to love their country.
Right. Now, but when we look at the seven pillars that Rex just mentioned, Isaac Kelechi, what's been lacking so far? Which aspects of all these seven pillars do you think was being affected in a way negatively or positively?
I think that they've carefully also, again, credit to them, look at the various areas that are mentioned in this thematic places, because again, for a long time, conversations have taken place about what really is lacking in Ghana when it comes to the tourism, the creative arts sector, and all that. So this obviously encompasses it. I just think, again, and maybe Mr. Rekuma will talk about it, because again, sports is something that is very powerful that we can also leverage on as a country, not just football. So it's also going to be a challenge how you could really deepen this. But it's not just about football, because I heard Mr. Rekuma during the launch talk about some sporting activities. Football is up there, but I think if we could broaden that scope, that would also be great. But I think that, again, people would love to see how we can project our music, our movies as well, because, again, people thought that our Ghanaian movie industry was up there until Nollywood actually of the line. So people would love to see us return to that place. And most importantly, our tourism destinations also will need to be upgraded, okay, so that then people can actually show that experience the Black Star experience is actually talking about.
Right. Now, Rex, I don't know what, if you want to add something to what Isaac has just mentioned, but also if you can tell us if the project has a time frame or is it going to be a year-long program for Ghana moving forward?
The Black Star experience is not an event. It is a 360 days. It's actually a way of life. So it is something that every Ghanaian must buy into and be part of. It must be owned by Ghanaians, and that is exactly what we're going to do. There are events that happens already. So if you, one of our campaign message and our strategy is amplify and or create. So the existing program that we have already, we're going to help to amplify them. and those that we don't have, we will create. We have a serious infrastructural problem when it comes to tourism, arts, and culture. And the president has promised there is a policy, the big push policy is a policy that is a $10 billion investment into infrastructure. And the president has promised that he's going to spend a chunk of that money in developing culture, arts, and tourism infrastructure so that Ghana can become the cultural capital that we are all yearning for. We need routes to tourist sites. We need conference facilities. We need a lot of hotels, because right now in Ghana, if we are to do any project that has to bring 100,000 people to Ghana within 1 week, there will be a problem because there's not enough hotels for them to stay. And so these are some of the things that the president is very, very serious about, that our infrastructure development through the tourism industry, cultural and arts industry, is going to have a big boost. And then also, we are going to facilitate for to bring in a lot of private capital to develop the film industry. Mm-hmm. As I spoke about during the lunch, already there is a private investment that is coming to build a Hollywood standard studio, film studio in Ghana. The land has already been acquired, over 200 acre land, with an attachment of educational aspect of it, so that we can train as many young Ghanaians as possible and produce world-class standard movies and invite the whole world to come to Ghana to shoot their movies in Ghana. Already, Idris Elba also visited the president. He also wants to come and do something of that nature. So we want the whole of Africa to look at Ghana as a gateway when it comes to culture. So this is not going to be a short campaign. We have studied about 20 successful global brands, when nation brands, and then we are not going to reinvent the wheels. We will just have to follow how other people have gone and has been successful, and also and brand Ghana that way. We believe that Ghana have a competitive advantage, because Ghana, when we talk about democracy in Africa, Ghana stands tall. We have a peaceful atmosphere. Ghana is the only country that the people are naturally welcoming. So we want to capitalize on all of that. When we come to culture, you can't touch Ghana. And then when it comes to castle and forts, and we have a lot of stories to tell about Ghana. Only thing is that we have not been intentional. We have neglected this sector for a very long time, since independence. So that's why the president has been very, very, very emphatic. He's been intentional that we're going to put a lot of support and structuring to this industry so as to be able to create more jobs and opportunities for our team in youth.
Right, right. I mean, you are the right man for the job, Rex, the way you're selling Ghana. Even my colleague Isaac Kelechi here has never sold Ghana to me like this. But I mean, our former first lady, I'm actually from Zimbabwe, was a Ghanaian. So about the warmth of Ghanaians, then I know that. But can we talk about the budget, really, from the government for this particular project, Rex? I know it might be quite sensitive, but Ghanaians deserve to know, you know, because there are also probably other aspects of their lives that need to be focused on. It could be health, it could be maybe education. So what type of budget is being, I mean, thrown to this particular project?
Okay, so what we've done is we have presented to the president and the government various country and the budget they had to invest in this sector to be able to generate those kind of outcomes. So we've given them various types of budgets, some countries spending $100 million over a period of 5 years, some countries spending $200 million over a period of 10 years, some countries spending $1.2 billion over. So different countries spend different monies. And when we come to Africa, we know that South Africa has been doing a campaign that they've spent over $200 million over a period of time that has yielded very, very positive results. Kenya has done it. Egypt has done it. So we are waiting for the government has just promised that they are going to invest heavily. But as a secretariat, we are waiting. We are just 3 months in government. So we are just waiting for them to come out to tell us exactly how much they are going to invest. But we know for sure that for the president to say that out of his 10 billion big push project is going to spend significant part of that money into this project, it tells you a lot. So we are waiting to hear.
Now, Isaac, and what do you make of the various aspects of this particular initiative, the Black Stars? Do you think priority has been given to Ghana's selling point in this project?
I think, yes, on paper, we see the intention to do that. And Rex, obviously, he's even doing that on this show. He's well known in Ghana in this particular sector. He understands exactly the magnitude of the job. I think what is now needed is to have the implementation, because for me, I think that would be key. Like you said, if indeed government can invest in this, because honestly, to talk about creating jobs for young people, this is really the sector where we can have a lot of young people put their talents to good use. And if it can be done properly, we could be solving some of our major issues about unemployment. And so I wish that the government indeed will stick to it and make sure that the project is successful.
Rex, also just to find out from you if there's going to be a corner. Now I'm representing journalists here. Is there going to be a corner or somewhere where the media is going to play a role here? Let's talk about that. In your budget, how are you going to work with media, with journalists, to ensure that this project gets also the attention and the awareness that it deserves?
Fortunately for us, media is part of the creative economy. Mm-hmm. So in fact, media plays a pivotal role. This project cannot be successful without media. So yes, there's going to be a budget purposely for media, because nobody can successfully brand a country and develop such an initiative without the media playing a pivotal role. That is the reason why the day before the launch, we met the media, selected media, over 50 people separately. We actually did a presentation to them for them to understand the Black Star experience and ask all the questions before the launch. And we are not leaving anybody behind. And the media will actually be at the forefront of this project. You see, the project is on one way or the other also a way of conscientizing our people to be able to work hard to change our mindset as to how we see ourselves. As we are inviting the world to see Ghana, we have to see ourselves before the world sees us. We have to feel ourselves before the world feels us. And we have to enjoy ourselves and our culture before the world joins us to enjoy. So this message is something that the media will have to play a major role, and there will be a specific and intentional budget for media, both local and international.
Mm-hmm, right. But there's also something that Isaac mentioned earlier, which I would like maybe Rex for you to also clarify or maybe comment on, in terms of sport, not specifically football. I'll give again another example of Rwanda, where, of course, they partnered with teams like Arsenal. But we see now also they are big with basketball, and all in this all is packaged in under the Visit Rwanda initiative. So is it also something that you as Ghana is going to do, or is specifically football?
No, it's going to be Ghana. They call it the lesser sports. I don't think there's anything called lesser sports. The only thing we haven't done is we haven't given or paid attention to the other aspects of sports. Ghana used to be a hockey country. Ghana used to be a table tennis country. Ghana used to have very good runners. And because we have neglected everything and we are focusing on only football, it is not helping. We want to develop water sports. We have to develop other aspects of sports. Boxing. We had world title holders in Ghana. What happened is because we have left it, we haven't been intentional about it. So we are going to, when it comes to sports tourism, we are not going to concentrate only on football. It's going to be a cut across thing that first we need the infrastructure for them to train. You need the model for them to see a future with any aspect of sports that the young people want to engage in, so as to be able to have it as a career. We've discussed all these things into detail. We'll bring in a lot of specialists to help us develop some of these models and aspects of the Black Star experience.
Like you mentioned earlier, Rex, that Ghana is actually known for its culture and hospitality. So obviously selling a project like this should work out. You also talked about the Ghana's film industry or the creative arts, but it has struggled for some time now. You're just neighboring Nigeria, which they have Nollywood is known all over the world and it's doing very well. I think it contributes a lot to their economy as well. So you have actors and actresses, Jackie Appiah, Jocelyn Dumas, to name but a few. How are you then hoping to leverage on this project to push it up? And also if there are any opportunities for Africans in the diaspora?
Yes, that is the reason why we're facilitating Global Standard Film Studio. One of them is just about to start. We are looking forward to facilitate for many more to come. Everything starts with education, you know. So the people we have film studios and film schools in Ghana, but attention will be paid to it and then investment will be put into it, so as to be able to encourage as many as more young people to get into this industries. It provides good opportunities for them. Also in fashion, we have a lot of brilliant Ghanaian fashion young people. That's one. In fact, if you look at the creative economy in Ghana, fashion is number one. That's the reason why our first project is going to be a fashion project. The president says we have to do something called Fashion Week. And we are going to do it in Tamale to bring all fashion designers in Ghana to exhibit their work. And then we will develop it in such a way that in 2-3 years, every time that we celebrate this Fashion Week, people from fashion designers from all over Africa and African diaspora will come to Ghana to exhibit their products. And to also, I've started having conversation with the head of trade and services at the African Continental Free Trade Area AFTA to see how we can facilitate to create the market for our creative products, i.e. movies, fashion, sculpture, whatever it is, music, so we can also create exportable creative products, like creating a theater that can tour around the globe, just like South Africa has been doing with Umoja and other stuff. So there's a whole lot that we are thinking of, and all these things will need nurturing and investment, the right type of investment, especially marketing investment. We are open for everybody to come to Ghana and experience Ghana, experience our food, experience our clothing, experience our way of life. That is all I want to say.
Thank you so much, Rex Omar and Isaac Kelechi, for joining us here on DW Africa Link podcast today.
Africa is changing. Don't get left behind. Tune in to Africa Link.
At the Africa Link podcast, we always look across the continent to see how the stories we are dealing with play out or at times even overlap. One country that Ghana seeks to dethrone on tourism matters is Kenya. Tourism in Kenya is Kenya's third largest source of foreign exchange revenue, following diaspora remittances and agriculture. The Kenya Tourism Board maintains information about Kenya's tourism industry. However, Kenya has been in the news for political reasons other than its vibrant tourism sector, as was the case in the past. With the subsequent influx in economic opportunity in Kenya comes the gradual degradation of its environment and the very ecosystems that are supposedly preserved as the tourist's main attractions. Well, that's it for this edition of Africa Link. Remember, you are not just a listener, but a vital part of our community, and your engagement can significantly influence the direction of our discussions. We highly value your insights and encourage you to share your thoughts with us. You can find all of the Africa Link podcast episodes on Spotify and Apple or wherever you listen to your podcasts from. This episode was co-produced and edited by Isaac Mugabi. My name is Josephine Mahachi. Thanks for listening. Until the next one, it's bye for now.
DW. Made for Minds.